1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Twisters and Texans scrambling.
Chaos and very loud. The metal was crashing. The glass was breaking out.
That man in Pasadena, where a suspected tornado near Houston damaged homes, knocked down trees and power lines. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in Deer Park.
Sirens warned of the approaching storm as residents were urged to take shelter. Strong winds flipped over trucks and flooded streets in other parts of the Houston area. Emergency officials were out in full force to rescue people from the fast rising water.
At least 14 tornadoes were reported along the Gulf Coast, but no deaths or serious injuries. Tens of thousands of people have no power. They're expecting heavy snow from New York to Maine today. Police in Yakima, Washington say they don't know why a 21-year-old walked into a convenience store, shot and killed two people before he killed another person in a car outside. Police Chief Matthew Murray.
We get a 911 call that says that the suspect had borrowed a woman's phone. He then called his mother, and he made several incriminating statements, including, "I killed those people."
Suspect shot and killed himself. We're learning more about the suspect in Monday's Half Moon Bay massacre in Northern California. Congresswoman Anna Eshoo.
Evidently had some kind of row with co-workers, and they believe that he specifically targeted those that he killed.
They say the suspect lived and worked at one of the two farms where he allegedly killed seven people. Vice President Harris will meet with the families of the 11 killed at a dance club near L.A. Saturday. The Biden administration is expected to announce today it'll send tanks to Ukraine to help fight the war. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
Battle tanks have been what he has long asked for the past couple of months, and he sees them as crucial, as the key for his troops to be able to achieve their ultimate goal of breaking through a static front line and repelling Russian forces completely.
Pope Francis speaking out about laws that criminalize homosexuality.
Ser homosexual no es un delito.
He tells the AP they are unjust and God loves all his children just as they are. The Pope says Catholic bishops who still support criminalization are a product of their cultural backgrounds and need to recognize the dignity of everyone. A second shutout in 3 years? Not for Scott Rolen. Seven-time All-Star has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame with 5 votes to spare. Rolen says he was as surprised as anyone.
You know, when you think about trying to do the best you can and play for your team and play the game as best you can, and there's such a long road. I never thought that a Hall of Fame was going to be the answer.
S&P futures down 29. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1921 to 1935 Silver Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation. But now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-1745. 1-800-473-1745.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow today, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 31, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of snow showers, lows around 24. Chance of snow showers tomorrow, highs level off around 26, overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. So a fascinating factoid that you would think everybody in America would know, as this whole debate around the debt ceiling and, oh my God, what are we going to do? And Republicans are saying to the Democrats, you must cut Social Security and Medicare. And the Democrats are saying, you tell us how much. And the Republicans are going, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to try to force you to talk about that. And it's like, oh. So into this fray steps Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is a champ when it comes to understanding math and federal budgets and numbers and how this all works with each other and all this stuff. And she said something that is just absolutely breathtaking. Let me share it with you. She says the Republican tax cuts that went mostly to the very top and the biggest corporations and hollowing out the IRS specifically so they could not hold wealthy tax cheats accountable, wouldn't be able to audit them. If those two things had not happened, then we wouldn't even hit the debt ceiling at any time during the Biden administration. Whoa, let that sink in. There would be no hitting the debt ceiling if Trump hadn't cut taxes and gutted the IRS. If the IRS had continued collecting taxes from billionaires the way that they were before Trump gutted them, he laid off, I believe, thousands of workers at the IRS. I'd have to go back and check the exact number, but it was substantial. The same thing with the EPA. There's a big story in Nature today, the science magazine, about how the EPA is, well, there was a piece in the New York Times about it, too, yesterday, how the EPA is struggling to deal with all the issues that they have to deal with, because over 1,200 scientists were fired by Trump or left as a result of Trump moving their headquarters from Washington, D.C. out to Kansas and saying, okay, scientists, you either have to move to Kansas or quit. And, 1,200 of them quit, which is why he did this. But if Trump had not cut taxes like he did on the billionaires and the multimillionaires, and if Trump had not gutted the IRS so that the billionaires and multimillionaires could not be audited so they could continue to get away with their tax cheating, as we're now discovering Donald Trump has done. If those two things had not happened, during the entire 4 years of the first Biden administration, there would be no hitting of the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling would be irrelevant. Now, I think this is fascinating. I think also it almost certainly will not make the news, because the news in the United States, the institutional news, the mainstream media news, has a strong Republican bias. The billionaires and giant corporations that own all of our networks and all of our news are, they'll allow some stories through that are okay with Democrats. But by and large, they work pretty hard to make sure that Congress is 50-50 and all this kind of nonsense. So, But I wanted to share that with you and encourage you to share it with everybody you know, because it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. A couple of other stories. This was a proposal over at Daily Kos by a diarist, a member of Daily Kos, goes by the name of JTP42. And suggesting a brilliant, an absolutely brilliant idea. What do we, Kyrsten Sinema has left the Democratic Party. She has declared she's an independent, and she's going to presumably run for re-election in a year and a half as an independent in Arizona. And in Arizona, people who are registered as independents are actually more numerous than people who are registered as Democrats. So, there's a chance she could win. It's not unknown. I mean, the very similar scenario was played out by Lisa Murkowski up in Alaska when she lost the Republican primary and said, okay, screw that. I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican anymore. And boom, she got reelected to Congress. The concern, Ruben Gallego has, come out and said he's going to be running for that seat. And the Democrats are kind of coalescing behind him. I doubt there's even going to be much of a primary, frankly. And but, you've got Ruben Gallego versus Kyrsten Sinema versus probably Blake Masters or Carrie Lake or somebody, some Republican. There's a very good chance that the Democratic candidate will have enough votes taken away from them by Kyrsten Sinema that it will throw the election either to Kyrsten Sinema or to the Republican. So the imperative right now, the big challenge that the administration has to figure out is how do we get Kyrsten Sinema out of the way to have a Senate that functions? That would leave Joe Manchin as the only guy who wants to filibuster legislation for voting rights, for example. Kyrsten Sinema at Davos was literally bragging about blocking voting rights legislation. I mean, it doesn't get more disgusting and corrupt than that. And she was literally bragging about it. So how do you move Kyrsten Sinema out of the United States Senate? Well, JTP42 points out that there are right now openings. We have we send ambassadors to more than 200 countries, and there are 30 slots currently available. Now, Kyrsten Sinema wrote her doctoral dissertation on Rwanda. The ambassadorship to Rwanda is available. Unlikely she would like that. Probably she doesn't want to go to a relatively poor country. She'd want to go to a rich country where she could rub elbows with local billionaires. Well, the ambassadorship to the United Arab Emirates is open right now, where she could literally hang out with billionaires and multimillionaires all the time. She would have millionaires probably serving her food. So all Joe Biden has to, also the ambassador to Italy and the ambassador to the Bahamas. I mean, there's a lot of money in the Bahamas. Right. All Joe Biden has to do is say, Kyrsten Sinema, how'd you like to be the ambassador to one of these countries? Don't you think it would be great fun to be the ambassador to Saudi Arabia? Or, excuse me, the United Arab Emirates? I mean, the UAE is kind of a status place. And the climate is not that different from Arizona, where you're from. So then Sinema goes off to be an ambassador, which is kind of a step up from being a senator. And I mean, you can debate it. She would, the upside is that she would have this status for the rest of her life of ambassador. The downside is that she would no longer be getting campaign contributions, which she could put into a leadership PAC, which she can then keep for herself after she retires, which is by and large what I believe she's doing right now. But odds are she's already accumulated so many millions of dollars in her PAC that, she doesn't have to worry about money for the rest of her life. So give her that. And then you've got now a Democratic governor. Carrie Lake lost. Remember, you've got a Democratic governor down in Arizona. Katie Hobbs is her name. I was looking for it. Here it is, Katie Hobbs. And she, by law in Arizona, has to pick, now, first of all, she's a Democrat, but by law in Arizona, she has to pick a replacement for an outgoing senator, a senator who leaves during their term. She has to pick a replacement from the same party as the senator who is departing. So Ruben Gallego is the logical choice. And then he's got a year and a half to prepare for his Senate reelection campaign in 2024. So, you know, I'm going to call the White House comment line at 202-456-1111 and say, President Biden, make Kyrsten Sinema the next U.S. ambassador to the United Arab Emirates. Let's see what happens, right? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? She could turn it down. But the best that could happen, you get her out of the Senate, and now you're down to just one cranky right-wing vote on the Democratic side, and we've got 51 votes, plus the ability of Kamala Harris to break ties. Looks to me like, you know, a sweet opportunity. 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
On the other side of this break, I want to briefly tell you about what's going on with Turkey and NATO and Sweden and Finland, and then I'll pick up your phone call, so stick around.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform.
radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, you know, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you had protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is easy to use, too. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, everything. I've been using it for almost a decade. ExpressVPN really works. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Tom, I was thinking about, you know, what's going on in Georgia, Fannie Willis and the, you know, the investigation, the grand jury. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, do you know, is it possible that before this becomes public, can the Justice Department issue a freeze on Donald Trump's passport in the event that charges do come out and they want to make sure that he has no way to leave the country, if that might be the case that he is charged? So do you know anything about that? Or is that something that the Justice Department would tell his attorney, look, he needs to turn over his passport, and then, you know, kind of the cat's out of the bag at that point.
Yeah.
But do you know how that
I don't know how it works, Mark. You know, we're talking state charges here, so the federal government isn't directly and immediately involved. So you would have to have a petition of some sort from, and she's also not the state, you know, she's not the state attorney general. She's not the state's prosecutor. She's the Fulton County prosecutor. So that county would have to petition the state, presumably, and then the state would petition the federal government. My guess is that Trump's risk of, you know, our risk that Trump will flee the country is probably greatest on the day that the verdict comes down rather than the day that the indictment is announced. I would be surprised if they attempted to arrest him. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they will probably even arraign him by Zoom or something.
Do you think Merrick Garland is in the process of potentially holding his passport or freezing his passport? Is that a possibility?
I would keep in mind that Donald Trump has his own jet, which is capable of transcontinental flights. So he doesn't need a passport. He can just, you know, hop on his plane, file a flight plan for Miami, and then just keep on going. And, you know, or a flight plan for New York and just keep on going in the, you know, great circle route over to Europe or over to Moscow or over to Saudi Arabia, you know, wherever he's going to end up. We should probably start a pool. where do you think Trump is going to show up? Maybe we could do it here in the office. We kick in a buck or something. But there's not enough of us here to make it worth the trouble. But a national, bet about which country will Trump flee to when it looks like he might go to prison. My guess is Saudi Arabia. I don't know. What's your guess, Mark?
Well, it's hard to say, but I guess one that wouldn't honor extradition, I would assume. So, yeah, that would be Russia or Saudi Arabia or one of those countries that just give him up. So.
Yeah, I think they're at the top of the list. He's not going to go to a third world country. He just, you know, it wouldn't have the infrastructure that, you know, a billionaire like him needs. Mark, thanks for the call. Mike in Fulton, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today? Mike in Fulton, Missouri, listening on Sirius XM. Going once, going twice. Jordan in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Tom. So
What's on my mind is, so I'm from Wisconsin, and recently, about a little over a week ago, the Republican legislator here lifted the ban on conversion therapy for people with that are homosexual or transgender. And the reason why I bring that up is because I think it's bad policy for politicians to have any say as far as, like, mental health or medical health. Now, I get what you're saying as far as, like, a right to die. It sounds like it's, you know, like an unalienable right, which I'm totally for. But when you have politicians that can, you know, it's biased. It's what they think, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the whole gay conversion therapy thing is, like, you know, super controversial, or it's no longer controversial, but, you know, back a decade or so ago, we did programs about this. It was, you know, it's really psychological abuse. It's a form of psychological torture, in fact, in my mind. And the American Psychological Association has, I believe, completely repudiated it. And I'm assuming the American Psychiatric Association has done the same. Having lifted that ban, I mean, maybe Michelle Bachmann's husband, who was, you know, one of the big gay conversion therapists in the state, will try to revive his practice, but, you know, God only knows. But I'm not holding my breath. But Jordan, thanks for the information. Of course, the Republicans are going to do that. Of course, they're going to do that. Cindy in Hawaii. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the Death with Dignity laws and my experience in the state of California. I heard the person in Washington, and it was similar. My partner was suffering from terminal cancer last summer, and at some point he realized that the chemo might kill him as fast as the cancer was. So he talked to his doctor, and they have similar rules in place. You sort of have to be interviewed by more than one doctor, and it wasn't quite as long as the person in Washington. It took maybe 10, 15 minutes by Zoom, but to make sure that he wasn't crazy.
Right.
In fact, you know, to want to die. In fact, when he would go in for any kind of treatment, it was a routine for them to say, "Have you ever considered taking your own life?" And he'd have to say no, depressed and, you know, concerned as he was. They even gave him anxiety meds because he was terminal, which actually backfired, wasn't good for him. But anyway, what we learned was you have to ask for this early enough in your illness that you are able to do it yourself.
That makes a lot of sense. Cindy, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you for sharing that. That's important information. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000...
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let it slip, it cuff, it check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for snow today, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 31, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of snow showers, lows around 24. Chance of snow showers tomorrow, highs level off around 26, overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
And every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at CozyEarth.com. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour. A quick story here, Turkey and NATO. This is fascinating. The United States reports now that the U.S. State Department, this was day before yesterday, the U.S. State Department said on Monday that Finland and Sweden are now ready to join NATO, which is a huge blow to Putin and his whole, you know, autocratic regime in Russia. Had he not attacked Ukraine, they would both be officially neutral right now. But now they want to join NATO and you know, kind of join the West and the free world in this military defense pact. Ned Price is the State Department spokesman. He told reporters that, hang on just a second. The reason why they haven't joined NATO yet is that Turkey, Erdogan in Turkey, who has been building some alliances with Putin, Erdogan in Turkey is saying, nope, not going to vote for it. And NATO, Turkey is a NATO country, and NATO membership requires unanimous support from all NATO members. Any one member can put the kibosh on anybody becoming a NATO member. And so Erdogan is saying no. And the reason he's saying no is because in Sweden last week, maybe it was the week before, there was a demonstration in front of the Turkish embassy about human rights in Turkey, and some idiot burned a Koran. And of course, it hit the news and it went viral. And then Erdogan came out in Turkey and said, oh, well, you know, if they're going to burn Korans in Sweden, we are not going to vote for Sweden to join the NATO. And now we get to Ned Price, the State Department spokesman. He told reporters that burning books that are holy to many is a deeply disrespectful act. But he added, something that can be lawful can also be awful. In other words, you know, we deplore this you know, bozo burning the Quran in Sweden, you know, probably knowing the result, what the result would be. We deplore that, but it's not illegal in Sweden, and Sweden should not be held responsible for what that one guy does. But nonetheless, Erdogan is turning this into a big huff and puff. He said, it is clear that those who allowed such vileness to take place in front of our embassy can no longer expect any charity from us regarding their NATO membership application. Right. All righty. Let's pick up your phone calls here. Tom in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, always good to talk to you. Some new statistics came to light I thought I'd share with you.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll like them, unfortunately. 21 states that voted for Trump in the last election have seen an increase of 30% in their homicide rate by gunfire.
Since when?
That's 21.
Over what period
21
of time?
States.
A 31% increase, yeah, over 21. What period of time? Over a decade? Over two decades?
No. No. Both of over the last 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, because the statistics had to be compiled, and that's from the Brennan Justice Center Bureau of Statistics.
Yeah.
So they get a record of every death in America in what caused 19 gunfire.
Contrast that with blue states. They have not seen as significant an increase in homicides, I'm assuming, or you wouldn't be sharing this with me.
Correct. But not only that, we just recently had two mass shootings this year.
Right, in California. which is going to hurt the numbers.
Right.
I get it.
Well, not a lot, really, because, you know, 30% is a pretty large number.
Right, and 44,000 people die every year from gunfire, although only about a I think about a third of those are homicides. You also have suicides and accidents.
Well, I thought suicides was 50,000 a year. In teenage suicides was at least a third of that.
Yeah, I don't know the total number of suicide deaths. I know that the total number of gunfire deaths, I believe it was last year, maybe the year before, was 44 or 45,000, something in that neighborhood. And about half of them were suicides. A little less than
that. Yeah, just look at that six-year-old who brought a gun to school and shot the teacher.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Yep. Tom, thank you very much for that grim statistic. Richard in Chicago. Hey, Richard, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Well, it's about the right to health care for the aged, the people dying. A friend's wife had a stroke, and for 2 years, she was in some of the better, nursing homes, and she couldn't swallow. So every couple hours, she had to be they had to put a pipe down into her lungs and evacuate, so she could breathe. So I spent a lot of time there. My friend was there every day, keeping her alive. When he died suddenly because of the stress, she was killed by them in 2 weeks. So that's what he did for 2 years. So I spent a lot of time in these places. It's not the people working there that are a problem. It's these places are like bedlam. You think about in the old days what it's like to be in an insane asylum. People screaming, no one around to help you. He was there to make sure they came in when she couldn't breathe to clear her breathing.
Right.
And so the question is, what do they do in other countries? I mean, this is an enormous problem here, and he was on Medicare and then Medicaid. He had no assets, so they couldn't do anything to him. But as soon as bills weren't being paid, they wanted to kick her out. So what do other countries do? And the thing that's a problem is that no one wants to address this because we're all going to be in a state, potentially in that state, and it's uncomfortable.
Right.
And having spent 2 years there, I watched this and I thought to myself, do I have the guts to blow my head off I ever get in this
situation? It's got to be a better way.
So the question, that's part of what's going on in the world.
You're asking what do other countries do, Richard? Are you asking that rhetorically because you know and you're going to tell me, or are you asking me to tell you?
I would love you to tell me.
Okay,
to
the best of my knowledge, there are six developed countries in the world that have legalized euthanasia, which is what this is, arguably. Probably the most famous one is Switzerland, because there's a clinic in Switzerland that will take people from anywhere in the world who wanna die. And it's been very controversial. The Netherlands was one of the first. I remember when that happened back 15, no, maybe more like 20, 25, 30 years ago. Quite a while. Yeah.
Can I interrupt?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, that's not what I wanted to know. I wanted to know how their aging populations in civilized countries. What kind of care do they get? Do they bankrupt people?
Oh, I see.
Do here?
No, we're the only country that does that.
Here. And it's never. Yeah, and the problem is that we don't want to go there and learn about this. We all have this potential.
Yeah.
You would think that there would be more of a pressure to do something about this, but so the only thing I can think of is that since America can't solve its healthcare problems and probably never will, what do the people with intelligence, other countries, do?
Yeah. The difference between America and most of the Western developed and all other Western developed countries is that in America, every problem is first. We first try to solve every societal problem with a profit motive. And, we're certainly trying to do this now. We've got, as a caller mentioned earlier, ProPublica did last November, just did an outrageous expose on the hospice industry, which has gone from being, small, nonprofit, caring, functional, to being large, for-profit, and warehousing and profitable, extraordinarily profitable. To the best of my knowledge, other countries don't do that. To the best of my knowledge, all these other countries that have national healthcare systems, which is every other developed country in the world except the United States, their national healthcare systems incorporate end-of-life care as part of the spectrum of care. So you're getting that, it's pretty straightforward stuff. Richard, thank you for the call. Steve and Corey, Gary, India. Corey, Illinois. Is that right, Steve?
It's Carrie.
Carrie. Hey, what's up, Steve?
Carrie, Illinois. Well, my wife died of Alzheimer's last July 1st.
Ouch.
I'm a lawyer. I'm retired. I used to do a lot of wills, and in the process of that, I prepared what was called a power of attorney for health care. And that's a device in which a person designates someone else to manage their health care if the person is unable to do it or if they are refused to do it. And that's a very common thing. And in that form, there are typically three, four choices suggested. The first one is, I want to be kept alive no matter what. The second one is, if I am in a coma, consider what the doctor says and then do what the doctor suggests. The third one is, do what you think is right. And in that process, when my wife got to the point where her Alzheimer's was going to terminate her life, I learned that actually the problem isn't approached properly. In other words, no one who's in that position usually talks to a person who's going to manage their health care and tell them what they want at the time that they might be dying. And we had hospice, and they were very nice and all that, except that they insisted that my wife's diapers be changed every 4 hours. And for a person in hospice, they frequently feel that any movement of their body at all is creating pain, whether it is or not. And I finally had to tell the hospice people, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. If my wife's diaper doesn't need to be changed, we're not changing it.
Right.
And I got in an argument with them, and I finally pointed out the power of attorney for health care and said, I'm the boss. So I think that while a lot of people consider designating somebody, a husband, a child, or somebody, to go ahead and manage their health care, the person that might need that help at some future date never discloses to the people what they want. And in the hospice situation, most people, I was told, die of either a urinary tract infection or pneumonia.
Wow.
Well, in order to die with hospice, you have to let the body decline. And, of course, eventually the hospice people tell you, don't feed the person. They provide some type of medicine to reduce the pain at all times. But on the other hand, they're very concerned about being sued. Mm-hmm. And so I think that what is missed in all of this is the person who might die needs to let other people know what they want.
Yeah.
Do I want my diapers changed or not? If I don't, then don't do it.
Yeah.
And that will hasten death.
Yeah. So make your wishes clear to your loved ones who might be responsible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good advice, Steve. Thank you very
love
much.
Love your program.
Thank you, Steve.
So much.
Thank you for the call. 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your phone call. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting. and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You know, Louise and I have taken a lot of cruises in our life, and I got to tell you, it is one of the most relaxing and wonderful ways to vacation. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. You'll savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge. It's where we live. It's absolutely beautiful as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Karen in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Oh, Tom, hi. I tuned into your program a little later than usual, and I caught your end-of-life callers. And I thought I'd relate a very personal story about my husband's death. And I'm a retired nurse, and he had been in failing health for several years. And one morning he got up and didn't feel well, and I questioned him, and he was diabetic and everything. He had everything. And I asked him, I told him, I said, I'm going to call an ambulance. And so I did, and they were very concerned, and they took him to the hospital, and I followed along behind the ambulance. And when I finally got to the hospital, they put me in a little room, and I knew what that meant. And the doctor finally came in and told me that he had passed. And so I went in and said my goodbyes and everything and drove home. God only knows how I got home. It was so unexpected. So anyhow, I get home, and I'm like walking around in circles. It was such a shock. And I sat down on the couch for a little bit and was thinking. And when I was getting up, I saw something on the wall. And I thought, what in the heck is that? I couldn't have spilled something that high up on the wall. And I went over to it and touched it, looked at it first, and saw that it was a pink heart. And it looked like someone had taken their fingers and painted it on the wall. Huh. And I'm like looking at it, and I got closer, and I thought, well, is it wet? Or it looked chalky, you know? So I put my finger on it, and as I did, it slowly faded away.
Wow. So your husband's last farewell.
Well, that's what I think, and it gave me peace.
Yeah.
It gave me peace because, you know, he was a good man, and everything, and you know, we all kind of worry, well, what's going to happen after we go? Well, I kind of found out it's all about love.
Yeah.
And love for everybody. I've only told my brother and my daughter about that story. So now I'm telling you and everybody listening, I'm not crazy. And I wasn't expecting anything. I mean, who does?
Sure.
You know, it was like a shock. But then I said, oh, he's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
I am reading a book called Children Who Remember Past Lives right now by a physician who's compiled thousands of these stories of children who remember their previous lives. And then the memory kind of fades after you get to be 5 or 6 years old. I'm convinced there's more to this world than just what we're seeing. Karen, thank you. Thanks for sharing that story. That was beautiful. What a great way to end the program. And close up this kind of what might be perceived as a morbid conversation. I don't think it is. I think this is part of life. But anyhow, thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy isn't a spectator sport. It definitely is not. It requires all of us. It requires our participation. It's not democracy. So get out there, get active, tag your it. There are things you can do, and there's an election coming. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and be good to yourself and the people around.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by
WFHR NHTSA and WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5